Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. You were suggesting to me leeks and potatoes. They go together very well. And I looked them up online to see if there were any relevant recipes. Just by typing in leeks and potatoes, you get pages. There's no end to leeks and potatoes in some kind of combination or another. It's universal, practically. I had no idea. I don't think you did either.
No, I didn't. I've always made leek and potato soup because what could be easier?
That's right. It's one of the first soups we learn if we think leeks, we're going to be French cooks or something, you know.
Cut up leeks, cut up potatoes, water, salt.
Yes.
And cook them till tender and then mush them up. What could be simpler?
And more delicious. Hardly anything.
I mentioned to you the other day, let's try to investigate leeks and potatoes together in other ways.
Yes.
And what could we come up with?
We came up with quite a few items. Many of the items that I saw looked instantly delicious. They were largely bakes of one sort or another. Mm-hmm. A casserole where you saute sliced white part of the leek, then you add them to potatoes, then you bake it in a casserole with various other things, an onion and blah, 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 and some cheese maybe.
Right.
And you've got something wonderful, and it's very simple to make.
Scallop potatoes, thinly sliced potatoes,
now we're moving
layered in a pan. Well, you can do the same thing. You layer potatoes, and then you layer leeks. Now, you might want to saute the leeks first.
I would
think
so.
Just to get some buttery flavor into them.
Yes, some buttery flavor.
But you wouldn't need to do anything to the potatoes. The raw potatoes, alternating layers with the leeks, and then making a lovely, creamy, milky liquid. You don't need to put egg or anything in it.
No.
Season the layers with salt and pepper, cream and milk. Really good combination. Bake it with cheese garnish on top.
I actually, listening to you describe it, I had to stop and pat my mouth a little bit because I was starting to slaver. So it's so simple a thing. But how about something with beans, maybe?
Beans are great, and you can combine beans with all kinds of different things. They're carbohydrate-rich, but they're also very protein-rich.
Yes, protein-rich.
So the beans could take the place of the meat if you wanted to have something vegetarian.
Yes, you see. What kind of beans would we be thinking of? Cannelloni?
Cannelloni are good. I like kidney beans. I like pinto beans.
Pinto beans.
There are so many different varieties of beans.
Yeah, there are many different varieties of beans. Now, what about some kind of pastry thing?
Well, you could make a calzone.
A calzone?
Yeah.
A leek and potato calzone.
Yeah, like a pizza dough, but wrapped around a filling.
Yeah, that would be incredible. And kind of reminds me of the pasty. What a pasty you could make.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yes.
Now we're on the Montana.
Now we're on the Montana Trail.
Boy, oh boy, if you're thinking of that, I highly recommend it. Just offhand, I'm sure it would come out very well. Omelets, they would be very good in omelets.
You could cube your potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And then fry them so that it'd be nice and crisp. And then you could take some leeks, slice them thin, and saute them, also in a little bit of butter. Then you make an omelet, and you put the leeks and the potatoes, and then maybe you could put in some spinach and some cheese, and that would be a great omelet.
You know, an interesting thing about the leeks, I noticed one of the things when I was looking through these various recipes is quite often they focus on the white part.
Yeah,
of
the white and pale green.
Yeah.
Because that's the really tender part. And you have to remember to wash the leeks thoroughly.
You have to wash them thoroughly.
You wash them thoroughly before using. You have that dark part of the leek.
Yeah.
Don't throw that away. Make stock or soup with it.
It's wonderful for stock.
It's great for flavoring.
Yes. You can chop into that a little bit until you feel the texture changing.
Yes. And when the texture changes, then use it for stock.
That's right. After that, that's a very good idea. I highly recommend that. What about a stew?
Well, yes. I think a sausage, Polish sausage or kielbasa. Then you can have leeks and potatoes, which won't need any preliminary cooking. They could cook with the liquid in the stew, like a stock. You don't have to always use beef stock. Chicken broth, if you don't have the time to cook it yourself, you can buy some really good organic brands.
So it turns out that it's practically a staple. Bear that in mind when next week you plan to come back and listen to more of
The Food Guys.